Supporters of President Jair Bolsonaro gathered in the streets, a way to protest the results of Sunday's presidential election. They're waiting for President Bolsonaro to tell them what to do. They're convinced Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was elected president by committing fraud.
The election isn't over. We want a third round. We're not going to give the country to a thief so that we become Venezuela. He was sentenced to prison and was freed by a friend.
They have brought food to remain on the roads, but are still uncertain about what to do next.
Truck drivers who support President Jair Bolsonaro were blocking this road that connects the capital, Brasilia, with other parts of the country. They were removed by the police using tear gas. This is an example of the extreme polarization that exists in this country and how there's lots of people here that are not happy with Sunday's results.
There are roadblocks in several parts of the country. A close ally of Lula da Silva compared them to Donald Trump supporters who tried to take over U.S. Congress when Joe Biden won the presidency.
We want a military intervention because we can't accept these results. Lula is a thief and he should be in prison.
On Monday, there was little activity at the Planalto Presidential Palace. Jair Bolsonaro was there, but chose once again not to speak. The president's silence only adds up to the tension that has prevailed throughout the electoral process. His sons, who are members of Congress, expressed their support for their father on Twitter. One of them wrote, "Dad, I am with you for whatever is coming next." But while the incumbent president remains quiet, President-elect Lula da Silva has already started planning his cabinet and talking to leaders around the world, including a meeting with Argentina's President Alberto Fernández. Analysts say one of his top priorities should be ending the depolarization that exists in this country today.
It is clear that this final result shows a divided country, divided regionally, divided between the states that makes up the Brazilian Federation, and a division within society, and even among families, which make the first task of the new president-elect to seek to establish an agenda proposal to reduce this political polarization.
Jair Bolsonaro has 2 months left in office. Everyone is waiting to hear what he has to say about the election and whether his message will bring reconciliation or solve further divisions within Brazilian society. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Lusania, Brazil.